The last time you went to the DMV, you handed over your name, address, date of birth, photo, and in some cases, your social security number. You had no choice since it's the law. But here's what nobody told you. The second you walked out that door, your state government turned around and sold that information to strangers and made millions off of it. We're talking about over 280 million collected by state DMVs selling driver data to insurance companies, data brokers, and private investigators. And in most states, you can't even say no. By the end of this video, you're going to know exactly who bought your information, what they're doing with it, and the one thing you can actually do right now to limit the damage. So here's what's happening. When you get a driver's license, your state DMV collects a pretty crazy amount of personal information. Your full name, home address, date of birth, height, weight, eye color, a photo of you, your vehicle information, your license plate, and your full driving history. All of it's required by law, and most people assume that it just sits in a government database somewhere, used to verify who you are. However, over 40 states are actively selling your information as a side business. Michigan made $81 million in a single year of doing this. Florida pulled in $77 million, and California made $50 million a year, and Oregon processed nearly 7 million data requests in just 5 years, bringing in over $60 million. Collectively, state DMVs have made at least $280 million from data sales, and that's just what investigators have been able to confirm. There's actually a federal law that's meant to protect us from this. It's called the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, the DPPA, and it was passed in 1994 after something truly horrible happened. In 1989, an actress named Rebecca Scheffler was murdered by an obsessed fan who had hired a private investigator to get her home address from the California DMV. The PIs paid just $4 for her address. Congress responded by passing the DPPA, which on paper restricts who can access your DMV records. But there's a problem. The law has 14 exceptions. These exceptions include things labeled as legitimate business purposes. It includes things like insurance companies, marketing firms, private investigators, attorneys, and even bulk data resellers. Representative Anna Eshoo put it plainly. The oversharing of DMV data is a result of dated laws. It's time for Congress to revisit the Driver's Privacy Protection Act, which was enacted in 1994. Senator Ron Wyden went even further, saying that the law is riddled with loopholes that private investigators and data brokers like LexisNexis routinely exploit to violate our privacy. So the law exists, it's just not doing what most people think it does. So who's actually on the other side of this transaction? Let me break it down. Insurance companies are one of the biggest buyers. They use your DMV data to verify what you put on your application, check your driving history, and build risk profiles that directly affect how much you pay every month. Then there's data brokers, companies like LexisNexis, Experian, and Axiom, and these aren't small players. They buy DMV records in bulk and then combine the data with your credit history, property records, purchase history, social media activity, and location data. They then sell all of this combined profile to whoever's willing to pay for it. Private investigators can also buy your data directly from the DMV. Wisconsin alone has over 3,100 entities currently approved to purchase driver records. Delaware has about 300, and once a PI has your name, address, phone number, and vehicle information, that data can go anywhere. Then there's also what's called the bulk buyer system. Some states sell entire databases to about 10 to 20 approved buyers. They then take that data and resell it to their clients. Oregon has about 15 of these bulk buyers. The state collects its fee up front, but has no idea how much money those middlemen make reselling your information downstream. Once it leaves the DMV's hands, it's almost impossible to track. This also isn't just abstract privacy stuff. Real people have gotten hurt from this. In 2022, a company called Elephant Insurance had a breach that exposed 3 million driver's license numbers that had been pulled from DMV data. The records ended up on the dark web. Driver's license information sells for $15 to $30 per record on the dark web markets, way more valuable than a credit card number, because they can use this information to build fake IDs, open up accounts, and even rack up traffic violations in your name. In 2021, a ransomware attack on a California DMV contractor exposed registration data for millions of drivers. This included their names, license plate numbers, and VINs, all potentially being compromised. And then there's also less obvious harms. Your DMV's data gets used to power those final notice scan texts about your car's warranty. It feeds the insurance profiling that can quietly inflate your rates. It enables the kind of stalking that the DPPA was literally written to prevent in the first place, and in some cases, it still does. A private investigator named Igor Ostrowski, who works in this space, admitted, "We need the data to do our work, but there's little control of this data and it's dangerous. Even the people that are utilizing the data are saying the controls aren't there." Here's what you can actually do about it. In most states, you generally cannot opt out. When drivers in Tennessee asked to opt out, the state DMV told them there was not an opt-out option under the federal or state law for certain permissible uses. They were still sold to 5 companies. But a few states do give you some real options. If you're not in one of those states, your options are more limited. But you can still go to LexisNexis Consumers portal and request a copy of your file, then dispute anything that you believe shouldn't be there. You can do the same with Experian. It won't undo what's already been sold, but it puts you in the loop about what data brokers actually have on you. And at the federal level, change might actually be coming. Last year, Senator Wyden introduced a bill to tighten data broker restrictions. This past January, California's Governor Newsom launched the first in the nation tool letting residents block data brokers from selling their personal information entirely, and other states have started watching. Here's the bottom line. You didn't sign up to be a product. You want to get your driver's license, but right now in most states in the country, the transaction turned you into a revenue source for that same government agency that's issuing your ID. The law that was supposed to stop this 30 years ago is full of holes. The people buying your data have more rights over it than you do, and most Americans have absolutely no idea that's happening. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.